Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today we're diving into the fascinating and, let's be honest, slightly controversial world of Swift. Specifically, this article, Apple is Killing Swift.
Ooh, juicy. Always up for a bit of tech drama. So, what's the main beef here? Is Apple really stifling its own creation?
Well, the author, Jacob Bartlett, argues that Swift, while initially a brilliant language, has deviated significantly from its original vision of simplicity and composability, thanks to Apple's iron grip on its governance.
I see. So kind of a too many cooks situation, but with Apple as the head chef who won't let anyone else near the spices.
Exactly. Bartlett points to the sheer number of keywords, a whopping 217, as a sign of this overcomplication. He contrasts Swift's governance with models like Python's benevolent dictator and Rust's community-driven approach, highlighting how Apple's focus on profit, while understandable, clashes with the open-source ethos.
But didn't Apple open-source Swift? Doesn't that mean the community has a say?
In theory, yes. But Bartlett argues that Apple's control over the core team and their prioritization of things like Swift UI, which led to the introduction of complex features without proper community input, demonstrates a disregard for the open-source process.
So they're basically saying, thanks for your input, but we're doing it our way?
Pretty much. And the departure of Chris Lattner, Swift's creator, seems to support this narrative. He cited Apple's unilateral decisions and lack of transparency as reasons for leaving the core team.
That's not a good look. But Swift UI is pretty slick, right? Is it possible Apple's approach, while maybe a bit heavy-handed, has ultimately benefited the language?
That's a valid point. The article does acknowledge that Swift UI is a strong framework, and Apple's push for cross-platform compatibility is strategically sound. But the question is, at what cost to the language's long-term health and the community's trust?
Good question. So, is there any hope for Swift, or is it doomed to become a corporate plaything?
Well, the article ends on a slightly more optimistic note. It mentions that Apple seems to be taking some cues from Rust's governance model, with more specialized workgroups and inclusion of non-Apple members. Plus, their investment in server-side Swift and open-sourcing Foundation are positive signs.
Cautious optimism, then. I guess we'll have to wait and see if Apple truly embraces the open-source spirit or continues to prioritize its own agenda.
Indeed. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into the world of Swift. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.